Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday afternoon, July 31st, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Smithsonian's National Postal Museum to open Voting by Mail exhibition. The National Postal Museum's exhibition Voting by Mail, Civil War to COVID-19, explores the history and significance of voting by mail in America's democracy. From its origins during the Civil War and World War II to the present day, every state now has some form of voting by mail. The exhibition, open from August 24th through February 23rd, 2025, showcases the evolution of absentee and all-mail voting, with objects on display illustrating the early history and modern use of mail in elections. Director Elliot Gruber expressed excitement about presenting the role of mail in U.S. elections, highlighting its long-standing importance in providing election information and materials to the public. The exhibition is supported by educational resources and a special website for further exploration.
Kennedale proposes massive changes in new comprehensive plan, eliminating all industrial businesses on the south side of town. Kennedale Alliance of Business Owners, KABO, has raised concerns over the proposed comprehensive zoning plan that aims to convert all industrial businesses on the south side of town to commercial use. The city formed a committee to review the existing land plan, but some members feel their input was not fully considered. The plan, authored by a consulting firm, suggests significant changes without addressing the economic impact on the community. KABO believes that eliminating industrial businesses will result in job loss and decreased tax revenue, urging citizens to voice their opposition at the upcoming public hearing on August 20th at City Hall. The organization advocates for maintaining industrial presence in the Southern Corridor and encourages business owners to join and support their mission. For more information, contact Executive Director Joe Palmer at 682-774-5167 or go4kabo@gmail.com.
Impact of New Markets Tax Credit Program highlighted during Senate Finance Committee hearing. During a Senate Finance Committee hearing, Chairman Senator Ron Wyden, Ranking Member Senator Mike Crapo, Senator Ben Cardin, and Witness Julia Nellmark, President and CEO of Midwest Minnesota Community Development Corporation, highlighted the impact of the New Markets Tax Credit Program. Established in 2000, the NMTC has bipartisan support and was extended through 2025 with $5 billion in annual allocation authority. Senator Wyden emphasized the success of NMTC in driving private investment into low-income communities, while Senator Cardin advocated for its permanency. Ms. Nellmark explained that making NMTC permanent would reduce costs for investors and bring more dollars to communities in need. The program has generated over $135 billion in financing, creating 1.2 million jobs and supporting diverse projects across the country.
Former U.S. Comptroller General Walker elected Federal Fiscal Sustainability Foundation Chairman. Former U.S. Comptroller General David M. Walker has been elected as the chairman of the Federal Fiscal Sustainability Foundation, FFSF, a nonpartisan organization focused on restoring fiscal sanity in Washington, D.C. The FFSF aims to secure a sustainable financial future for America by advocating for a fiscal responsibility amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Walker, along with the board members, including esteemed leaders from various fields, is committed to this mission. The foundation's founder, David Bidulf, emphasizes the importance of shaping the nation's financial future and eliminating the burden of national debt. Walker, a seasoned public servant, has a vast experience in federal agencies and nonprofits. FFSF is taking legal action against Congress to compel action on the fiscal responsibility amendment and seeking support for a legislative fix. With the national debt surpassing $35 trillion, Walker stresses the urgent need for a constitutional amendment to ensure fiscal sustainability.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.